Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I am your host, Juett Z. Payne, and I'm excited to have you back for episode 41 of this podcast. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We do drop a new episode every single week, so thank you guys for staying with us for 41 episodes. Hey, if you are on YouTube and you've been watching but you haven't hit that subscribe button, right now is the time. So go ahead and subscribe if you are on YouTube and hit the bell too so that you're notified each time a new video drops. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review on there. That'll be so helpful. If you're listening on Spotify, I would absolutely love for you to leave us a rating on there as well so we can continue to get ranked up and reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. So in today's episode, I want to talk about something very, very significant. This may be, up to this point, the most significant episode, the most useful episode for your endeavors, your creative pursuits, your faith, all of those things. And I want to talk about purpose and what your purpose is tied into. And also talk about faith. Faith is the most powerful asset that you have as a believer, the most powerful asset that you have as a creative. It is the one thing that just determines everything, actually. It literally determines everything related to life, everything related to what God is calling you to do and your purposes for Him. Okay, so today we're going to talk about faith. So make sure you guys are taking notes because this is a very, very important topic. Now, as I just mentioned, faith is literally the way that everything is made, everything is created, everything flows and works together through. Faith is everything. Your salvation is based off of faith. All of it, our faith in Jesus Christ, every little thing that we do, faith is the key. So, you know me. I like to relate things all the way back to when we were little kids, little youngsters and everything like that, right? I like to take it all the way back so they can relate to natural life, everyday type of situations, and also so we can kind of see how this ties into every little step of the way, even from when we were young, okay? So, talking about faith, okay? So, faith is key. Goes all the way back to when we were babies, right? We started walking. Okay, that was a big thing. That was our biggest feat as we were youngsters, being able to learn how to walk. That was something that was very triumphant. If you're able to do that, if you are able to do that, awesome. Great job. Okay, but pretty much that was one of the hardest challenges as you're young. But there was no way that we would have been able to do that unless we were encouraged and had the faith to make that happen. Okay, so you have to believe. It's a mindset of, this is something that I'm unable to do, something I have not seen before, right? It's the substance and the evidence of things unseen. You know, you have seen individuals do this specific thing, right? But you and of yourself, you have not been able to do this before, walking, right? Just as a child. But you had the faith because there's different layers to this, okay, that we're going to be talking about today. But you saw someone else doing this, right? So you're like, oh, I should be able to do this as well. You've never done it, but you're going to test it out because of faith. Those are different things that we've done. When you even just apply for a job or try something new, a new field of work or something like that, it's faith. That's the reason that you're able to do that. You know, it's just so many different things. Every little thing that we do every single day is related to faith, okay? So I want you guys to realize that because that's key. That's going to, we can talk about all these different creative things, all these awesome exploits that we want to do, all the gifts that God has given us, the talents and all that stuff. But if we don't have faith, none of this stuff will be able to manifest. Or if it does manifest a bit, which again is because we have faith, whether it's a little bit of faith or a lot of faith, nothing can happen without faith. But if we don't have the adequate amount of faith as it relates to where we're trying to go or how deep the calling is, the faith has to match the calling. It just has to, right? So if that doesn't match, we cannot soar. We cannot go to the places where God is trying to take us, to the fullness of it. You may get a little taste. You may hit a little bit here and there. They'll, you know, be going up and down depending on what season you're in and different things like that. But unless you are fully walking in faith, you will not see the fullness of it manifest. You could try all these business tips, all these videos on, you know, how to be a millionaire, you know, whatever it is, you know, how to get different things started on YouTube, have a conversation with grandma, mom, and them, all of this stuff, trying to coach you and teach you all these different things and all of that. But if you don't have faith, it's just not going to happen. Now, faith can be just a vague word, because some people will say, oh, I have faith in this, that, and the other. Okay, so let's be clear. On this podcast, you can listen to whatever you want, talk to whoever else you want. On this podcast, I'm telling you truth. I'm speaking truth to you. And your faith should be in Jesus Christ. Your faith should be in the one true living God. That's when you have the fullness of life, okay? Now, this goes back to creation. This goes back to purpose, okay? Because a lot of people, I mean, I talk about this generation a lot, but it's been every generation from the start. A lot of people don't know who they are. They don't know whose they are. They don't know why they're here. Some people are just like, oh, I'm an accident. Believe in this Big Bang Theory garbage. All of this stuff, all this trash just planted in people's mind that is just not truth. And then we believe it because it just sounds cute. Or it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just our natural tendencies to just follow just lies in the flesh. Just to listen to lies because it just sounds nice. Or it was presented to us nicely and all that. No. We are talking truth here, okay? So all this, going back to creation and purpose, God created you for a specific purpose. So for everyone who's listening, all of the subscribers, everyone who you're sharing this with, if you are watching this, I want you to look me in the eye, and I'm going to tell you your purpose in life. I don't know you, but I know what your purpose in life is. Now, that's a bold statement, but I have the Bible to back it up, okay? So your purpose in life is to bring glory to God. And that's it. So, your purpose in life, once again, is to bring glory to God. Now, you go to how, that's the what. That's what our purpose is. How, it looks different for different people, okay? So, it looks different for every single person. The method and the way that we do it is different for every single person. But at the end of the day, the things that we do every day, the conversations we do, that we have with individuals, the love that we show towards others, all these different things, all of it is tied in with bringing glory to God. If we're doing something that is not bringing glory to God, we need to see, is this part of our purpose? Is this outside of His will? Should we be doing this specific thing? This is key. So that's very key. Now, again, I want to back all of that up with scripture. So, if you're taking notes, I want you to write down Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. We're going to read all the verses later, but for right now, we're just going to start with verse 7, okay? So Isaiah 43, 7 says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my purpose, or rather, for my glory, whom I formed and made. Okay, so I'm going to read that again. Everyone who I called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Now the sentence ends, sounds as if it should go into something else. That's because there's verses before that that connect it, which we're going to go back to later because it's going to wrap up everything, okay? But whom I created, why did God create us? For my glory. We were created to glorify God for His glory and His glory alone. Not for our own glory, not for what we think is right, not for our timing on different things. Like we ask God for something and we want to have it right now. And God's shifting things and God is working out things. And sometimes God says no to things. And this is a conversation I have with a lot of people. God says no to things. And if everything is for the good of those who are called according to His purpose, then we should be honored and blessed that there are some things that He said no to, because ultimately it's for His glory and He knows what He's doing. So we shouldn't be complaining or upset if He says no to specific things, because that wasn't for us. And had we gone into that arena, going into that specific realm, that would not have been the best thing. And I know a lot of you guys can relate to that when you think of like different relationships that you may have been in, different things that you see over time with other people's situations and things like that. You kind of see, hey, this was not best for you. This is what was best. As time passes, you kind of see that. But don't let too much time pass. Don't let it be where you got to go through a lot of different situations to see, you know, God act and move and all of that and be obedient and stuff. Just follow Him and just trust Him from the beginning, okay? He knows what He's talking about, okay? So again, we were created for His glory and His glory alone. And He formed us and He made us. So So powerful. So that's that specific part. So going back to the faith part, I want you guys to realize nothing that we talk about in any of these episodes is going to manifest unless we move and walk and live by faith. And I'm someone who, when I tell these stories and stuff, I want to be real with you guys. I don't want to talk to you and be like, yeah, because you know, I got it together and stuff. Man, I'm walking by faith all day long. Everything is just flowing, all this stuff. No, it is a struggle. It is hard. I'm here with you guys and I'm preaching to myself as I'm talking to you right now. It is not hard, or rather, it is not easy to walk by faith all of the time. It's not easy. It's extremely difficult. But we see through scripture, that's why the scripture tells us that there's a huge crowd of witnesses who have been through all of it. And God is very strategic. When he wraps up the Bible, there's some books in there that you read and you're like, oh Lord, let this end. This is really meaty. This is really difficult to digest. This is a lot, right? But God, there's nothing written in there that is by accident. There's nothing written in there that he didn't have a purpose for. You know, so we read these different things. He's telling us all these stories of all these different patriarchs and all these different individuals who were just powerful in their faith. And that's so that we can be encouraged and motivated, which is something we're going to get into in a moment. Okay, so just remember, first and foremost, our purpose is to bring glory to God. And we're not able to please God without faith too, which is a scripture that we're going to break down in a moment too. So we're going to go into three things that we really need to focus in on as it relates to faith. Now, this can relate to salvation as well. If you're watching this and you're not a believer and you're not saved, I'm so glad that you are here. Hopefully by the end of this episode, you give your life to the Lord, you know, because that is the ultimate reason that you are here, that you are breathing, that your heart is still beating and it has not stopped, is to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so the three steps that I want you guys to do to be able to build up your faith so that you can see these things that God is calling you to manifest. There are three steps. So if you're taking notes, get ready. The first thing I want you guys to do is to tune your ears to the truth. Tune your ears to the truth, okay? There are so many things in this world that are calling themselves truth. And they are so good at calling themselves truth because they get so close to it and miss the mark to where it just sounds so good to us and it still misses the point. Okay. Now, some of these things I may break down in future episodes. This podcast is specifically for creatives, but I may have some specific episodes where I'm just talking just doctrine, philosophy, scripture, those different things. That I may do that here. I may do it on another platform. I'll figure that out when the time comes. But just to name a few things, there's so many different religions out there, so many different rituals and just different things that people are doing, thinking that that's truth. A few things that are really just top-notch, that just really just boils me are, I'll talk about Catholicism. That's one thing. Now, that's one thing that people think that's a specific section of Christianity. That is its own religion that does not fit into Scripture, but they have Jesus Christ in the middle of it. Not even Jesus Christ in the middle of it, actually. We got some idols in there. Then we throw Christ in there to kind of round it out so it can sound like it's Christianity. But that's a conversation for a different day with different individuals. We have that beautiful conversation and open up the scriptures to break that down. That's one thing, because I don't really like people who are seeking the Lord to be lied to and to think that this is a specific thing that God is calling them to do or practice. When the veil was torn and we can go straight to Christ, or rather through Christ, we can go straight to the Father and have this beautiful relationship with him without works. I need to do different works to checklist off the fact that, like, oh man, I'm good with God and stuff. No, you're not good with God. You can't be good with God except through Jesus Christ, except through your faith in Jesus Christ. You know, it's impossible to please the Lord except through faith, not ritualistic different things and stuff like that. Okay, so that's one thing. And I can do a whole episode on that, you know, and break down different stuff. So that's that. Another thing we have, was astrology and all this stuff. Oh, you know, I'm Cancer. I'm, you know, all the different things and stuff. I don't even keep up with all of them. Sagittarius, whatever, all this stuff, whatever it is. And so, oh, your personality, you're like this because you were born at this point. Or you're going to be with some, what is going on? We're just sitting here just like, just making up stuff. looking at the stars, looking at creation, like Romans tells us and like the scriptures, looking at creation and worshiping creation instead of the creator himself, as Romans 1 talks about. So then God leaves them to their evil practices because they're being stubborn in their hearts, hard-hearted, and not listening to the word. It's craziness. It's madness. I don't want you guys believing and falling into lies. This whole, sage and all these different, all this stuff that we're just making up. And as you can see, I'm trying to stay composed and I can keep going on a rant, but I know what my focus on this episode is. So let me stay on track, right? But pretty much all these different things that we try and put our faith in. But again, our faith has to be in Jesus Christ. I had a conversation most recently with a close individual, and we were talking about, I was like, man, just checking in, like, oh, you know, how are you doing? They're like, oh, you know, I'm doing good. You know, some good days, bad days. Okay. Like all of us, right? And was saying like, man, I just really encourage you. Like, you know, how's your prayer life? How is it getting into the word and stuff? Oh, you know, prayer is good and stuff. Okay. What about getting into the word? Cause the word tells us, now to say this part, I'm telling you guys, the word tells us that our faith is built through the word by hearing the word of God. So that's where we continue to, be filled, and our lives are beginning to be transformed when God is pouring into us and all these different things, right? And then prayer is one thing too. You want to make sure you're praying to the Lord. You know, it's just so many different ways that we could take stuff and make sure it has to line up with scripture. So tell them, you know, you want to get into the word and stuff, you know, even as Bible apps, you know, keep it more, you know, some people may not like just the black and white text, which is totally fine. The scriptures say hearing the word of God, you know, they used to hear it back in the day. People used to read it to them. So it's totally fine. Bible app, listening to it, all of that, however works for you. Like, oh yeah, you know, that doesn't really, you know, work for me per se. You know, I have my own kind of ways to, you know, and at that point, it's like, there has to be, we have to tune our ears to truth, because there's all these different things that are tugging at us and pulling at us and trying to draw us away from God and his truth. And we just can't accept those things anymore. We just can't, if we want to see the glory of God move. So, because I have a lot of believer friends, you know, some of you guys may be watching, whatever it is, I have believer friends who are mixing up their faith with all of this worldly stuff too. And we see this right now. I keep telling you guys, I've been telling you guys lately, right now I'm reading through Bible in a Year. So I'm doing the Bible in a Year, which has been awesome. But right now I am in like 2 Kings around that area. And man, I'm just sitting here, I'm just disappointed in just reading this. Like, it's really heavy how almost all of the kings were doing disgraceful things in the Lord's sight. They were just worshiping these idols, connected with these pagan nations, and just doing all the practices that they were doing. And continues to say, like, you know, this king was this king, this was his mom, this was his dad. This king did what was detestable in the Lord's sight because he did not tear down, you know, this idol, worship this, et cetera, et cetera. Then you'll get a king that comes in, sets everything straight, tears everything down, like King Hezekiah, King Josiah, you know, these kings who come, tear everything down, and then their children come in, and they set all the stuff back up. And I look at that stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, like, okay, we can go back in time and be like, okay, if I was alive at that time, these statues would not entice me to, you know, to want to, I would just torn all this down, easy, right? Okay, different culture, different era, all of these different things. We can look at today, there are still things that are tempting to us. It looks different today. You know, it could be the things that we watch, you know, the places that we go, the things that we consume. It could be all these different things, and it just looks different today. So every generation is the same in that regard of, like, there's the possibility of idolatry, you know, following the secularized world and, you know, this whole thing of Hollywood and celebrity and worshiping all these different individuals and stuff like that, right? So all of that is a possibility and all of that, right? So not to knock that. But the thing is, we have to be careful not to follow those things. We have to stay in our word, tune our ears to truth, because it says that faith comes by hearing, that is hearing the word of God. So that's Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing the word of God. And I'm telling you guys, as I've been, because I would read the scriptures, you know, have my faith, you know, for years. But never have I done like the Bible in a year where I'm just like just flowing straight through and hearing these stories just completely just straight through from top to bottom, Genesis to Revelation. It's been, okay, you know, I'm about to read, you know, all of the New Testament, you know, read some of the books of the old, you know, jump around, read these verses, meditate on this, et cetera, et cetera. Now reading it straight through and just hearing how the story is just connected fully, I'm like, man, this is crazy hearing these stories, man. But with it, my faith has just been increasing, just seeing God move. He's been moving on behalf of his people from the beginning. So if you have a situation that you're going through and you think God can't move, how big do you think God is, or how small do you think God is? God is huge. He can do anything. He can do everything in accordance to his will, in accordance to the things that you pray, as is bringing glory to his name. He can and he's willing to make those things manifest. So I'm telling y'all, we gotta increase our faith, and it has to be in him. It can't be convoluted. It can't be mixed up with all this other random stuff or anything like that. We have to put our faith in God and God alone. So tune your ears, guys. Tune your ears to truth. Don't listen to anything else. Tune your ears to truth. Okay, so that's that. I can keep going on. Stuff may come back. I may jump around a little bit, y'all. Y'all just bear with me and let me flow, because as it comes to mind, I want to share with you what's on my heart, okay? So that's the first thing. Tune your ears to truth. I want you guys to be in your word. I want you guys to be studying it, taking notes. That's the first thing we have to do. If that is not a practice of yours, you have to make it a practice of yours. You can't be a believer and you're not reading your word. You just can't. I'm getting on you guys today. You cannot. I'm telling you, you can't be a believer. What are you believing? People should not come up to you and ask you questions about your faith and you're not telling them about your faith. That's an issue. That's an issue with God. So let's get that together. Let's get that together, seriously. So make sure you're tuning your ears to truth. Get into his word and be disciplined with it, okay? The second thing is surround yourself. Surround yourself around believers, okay? So the scriptures tell us that there's a huge crowd of witnesses in the heavens, okay? So Hebrews chapter 11 tells us, or rather Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that there's a huge crowd of witnesses here. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I love that verse. I love it. I love that verse. There's so much in that. So much in that verse right there. So we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses. There are so many people who have passed, who are in heaven already, and those who are here, who have been through the struggle. Me, for example, that's why I created this podcast. All the stuff, and I'm still going through do something every day, even this week, going through something else, still struggling, having these issues with figuring out, you know, the business, the ministry, all these different things, and stuff is always shifting. But as I go through these different seasons, I need to share with you guys different things that the Lord has poured into me and things that God has shared with me so I can give it to you so that you're encouraged and motivated to make it happen, right? So, huge crowd of witnesses. We need to surround ourselves around spirit-filled believers, those who are telling us the truth. And again, you need to cross-reference what people are saying nowadays, man. It's like, even everything I'm saying, you guys better cross-reference stuff that I'm saying. You know, and then Holy Spirit will make sure that's truth. And if it's something that's not lining up, you comment below. Don't be just taking what I'm saying. But if this is resonating with you and you're someone who is in the word and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, this should be resonating with you. Like, okay, this is truth. This is matching what I'm feeling. And then the Holy Spirit, I'm praying even now, the Holy Spirit, you know, tells us like, that's not fitting, whatever the case. And we have that conversation. We talk it through. Okay. So we want to do that. And we want to throw off everything that hinders us. What are some things that hinder us? He mentioned sin, but it says here, tear off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, okay? So different sins that so easily entangles, things that we continue to get caught up in over and over and over. And we say, oh, it's just a thorn in my flesh and all that stuff. Okay, there are some situations where some things will take a little longer to overcome, but we should always be pushing toward being excellent and overcoming our sin, and the Lord is faithful to deliver us and free us from different things that we have been struggling with over and over. And as our faith increases, the sin should decrease. The scriptures again tell us, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. As our faith continues to increase, we see in the scripture, different things that don't please the Lord are our sin, right? So as we continue to go deeper in our faith, us pleasing the Lord continues to go deeper, right? We begin to strip off these different weights, and these things are holding us back and just distractions from worshiping God. So the sin and even the desire for these different things, it just goes away. So many desires, I'm just like, man, this isn't even, it's just old. It's just old at this point. Like, not interested, you know, not interested in this stuff anymore, because God has shown and says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. When you taste and see that the Lord is good, don't want to go back to that nasty stuff, you know, that nasty food, that stuff that's not good for you. We need the nourishment of God. You know, it used to be milk, you know, now we're eating the heavy food. Because I'm talking to creatives who want to go deep. All of you who want to go deep into what you're doing, your faith is going to have to match that. You know, to match that. You can't have a little baby. You know, we talk about the mustard seed. We understand that. We know that with low faith, God can move mountains. At the same time, as you go to deeper levels, your prayer life should increase. Your scripture, because the demons, they're not going to play. You can't use a butter knife in a war against individuals who have, you know, guns and swords and stuff like that. It's just not going to work. So if that works in the natural, we're talking spiritual. You know, these demons, they ain't going to play, y'all. They know everything that trips you up. So you're going to have to go deeper in these things as well. Okay? So just letting you guys know that. Okay? So now, back to what are some other things that hinder us? Man, technology, procrastination. I mean, we got all these different apps that are just distracting us. Even this week, I'm telling y'all, every week is a struggle. This week, I'm on social media, and I was like, I literally said a lot, like, God, you did not create me to just sit. I'm going to create Juwet for him to sit there on the couch and just scroll all day and look at what other people are creating. When you say it like that, it's like, it's silly. And I want us to feel silly when we're doing stuff that just doesn't make sense to what our purpose is. Okay, so like, if there's different things that we're just wasting hours and hours of this one life, the one asset that you can't get back, which is your time, and we're wasting it just looking at other people doing other things all day, or just playing a game all day and just sitting around doing nothing, just bumming with this one beautiful life that we have, that's not good. And we should be disappointed in that. If we want to move forward, we have to be walking actively toward our goals and the things that God is calling us toward. So that's key. We got to pay attention to that, guys. So we got to strip those things off. Procrastination, waiting until the last minute to get started on things, right? No, it's like you have to be sharp. You have to be disciplined if you want to be optimal. You know, something you already know, my guy Kobe, you got the Mamba, got the Mamba sign up there right now. You know what Mamba, my guy, was saying? He was just like, he said, if you want to be excellent, it can't just be a one-off thing. If you want to be excellent, if you want to excel, this has to be a daily lifestyle. This has to be something that you're doing all the time if you want to be one of the greats. So you have to be consistent in that excellence as well, guys, okay? So, and let's run with perseverance, the race marked out for us. You have a specific race that you need to run for yourself. I have a specific race that I need to run for myself. All of us have a specific purpose that God is calling us to do, which is another reason why we should never be concerned or even jealous, because I think this is a big thing in the industry, especially in the arts. Do not be jealous of the blessings that other people get. I know you guys are in the same realm. Time, I feel like, is the issue, because I've had that where it's like, oh, the timing of it. Oh, this happened first for this person and, you know, not me, or all this stuff, whatever and stuff, right? It's like, no, you have to pull back and be like, you are on your own course. That person's on their own course. And that specific thing just may not be for you. You may be in the same industry or field of interest, and God may have you to veer over here because he has a specific audience that he needs you to reach over here. And sometimes they may blend, you know, those things may blend, but you need to be hyper and laser focused in on what you're called to do and never about anyone else, you know, because that's another distraction, worrying about what other people are doing. That's why the Ten Commandments is so beautiful. He says, don't be coveting. Don't be worried about what other people are doing. That's covetousness, even just looking at the blessings that other people get. Like, oh, I wish I had that, or how'd they get that, or all these different things. We got to let that go too. So I'll try to hit as many points as possible. Let that stuff go too. We just can't. It's not good. It's not healthy. It's a distraction, and it wastes more time for you just being like, God, what are you calling me to do? And this is the thing here. We have to pray. We have to talk to God. This goes back to tuning in. What are you calling me to do? He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you what he's calling you to do. You know, now it's to bring him glory, but for each person, it looks different. Some people are doctors. Some people are artists. Some people just need to minister to their family, to their kids. And it's a bunch of things that we do at the same time. But regarding our work, specifically work, there are specific things that he's calling us to do, right? So you want to make sure that you are asking him, what is it that you are calling me to do? He tells you, let me focus in on how you want me to do this. And he's going to break that down for you. Nowhere in there is going to say, make sure you do it. You know, make sure you hurry up and do it before Jimmy does it or whatever the case and stuff. It's like, no, that's not how that works. You focus it in on yourself. Remember this. Write this down. That's a big one. The episode can end right now because that's how big that is. Focus on yourself and get it done. Get it done. And I think that's actually my next point. So I think that segued pretty nicely there. Yes, my third point, get to work. So get to work. Now, as it says in, let me see here. Yes. So if we go back to James, so the book of James, okay, so if we go to James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead. So literally, you know your body. If no spirit is in your body, it's dead. You're dead, right? Same thing. This isn't like a little bit. This is the same exact thing. So faith without works is dead also. So faith without works is dead. Guys, now we know the context of scripture. We want to make sure it stays in context. Now with this, they're saying the good works. So if you have faith, you should be doing good works for the Lord. We know that you should be ministering to people. You should be loving people. You should be helping people, supporting people, right? In this realm, it fits just the same. Anything that you have faith for God to do regarding your business or your ministry or your artistry, your craft, whatever it is, that you're trying to go to that next level, if you don't put in the work, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't just sit around and play the lottery all day, which that's one thing too. I don't think y'all should be playing lottery. So put that ticket down, rip it up, stop playing, shred it, whatever. But the whole thing with that of just like, oh, it's just going to fall from heaven and stuff. No, you have to put the work in. You have to put the work in if you want to see these things manifest. Okay. This is key because we already know the most famous faith verse. You know, we got Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen. So let's put all of this together. This connects. Faith is the substance. Faith is the key. It's the substance. It's the main thing, right, of what's hoped for. So you have something that's hoped for, something that you want to accomplish. You know, we're in 2023. We're in August. Everybody has their New Year resolution at the beginning of the year. Now we're in August. We got 4 months left in the year. And it's like, oh, that goal hasn't been met yet. This year isn't over, first off. You still got four more months. So relax. God can move whenever he wants. But your faith should not dwindle. Or you should be like, you know, what I hoped for may not happen. Here's to 2024. It's like, no. Each day, focus in on what's happening and do the steps. Every step is moving you closer and closer to that goal. So you keep grinding and keep doing what you need to do. Okay? But it's the substance of things hoped for. So you have something that you hope for. What's going to make that hope happen? The substance is faith. Faith is what's going to make it happen. Okay? That's it. It's the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the evidence. Like, I can't see this thing, but I know it's going to happen because of my faith. How do I get faith? Because of the word of God. The word of God is my truth. Right? So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Okay, now I have this faith. What do I do with it? Well, faith without works is dead. So if there's things that I have that I'm hoping for, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have working, active faith, doing these things, stepping out, not waiting or making an excuse. So I have a little story related to that. So not making an excuse so that you can see these things manifest. That's that. So I've been having some conversations. A lot of people hit me up, you know, praise God, to God be the glory. But a lot of people hit me up relating to business things. So it's pretty cool. So I'll get a text here and there, a phone call, just asking for tips for people who want to launch a business or something that they're doing. And I'll be like, oh yeah, of course, let me walk you through it. And a lot of people get stuck on these things that pretty much mean nothing at the end of the day. So like, oh, I need, you know, my website up. I need my color schemes first. You know, I need to open up this bank account first. And all those things you do need for your website. You know, you need your marketing. You need your website. You need all these different things and stuff, right? But to get your business started, for a lot of people, those are just excuses before getting started, where you can literally tell someone, hey, this is a service I provide. see if that's something that matches with them, that something's going to add value to their lives. Have some type of way that people can pay you, and now you have a business. That's it. I have something that can offer value to your life. And like, yes, I can add value to my life. Okay, awesome. This is how much it costs. This is what I'm going to pay you. You just made that exchange. You have a business, okay? Now, that's the bare bones of it. But at the end of the day, that's how simple it is. But a lot of people put all these other things. Yeah, man, I want to make all of this stuff look dope. I want to have a cool commercial first. All this stuff is like, that's dope. All of that's going to come. But first, let's go ahead and let people know what you're offering. Put the carrot out there, right? You know, let people know what you're offering. See if there's something to add value, you know? Because sometimes we do have random ideas that may not necessarily fit. But even before that, because I got to put God in everything. You want to ask the Lord, God, do you want me to venture off into this? Is this what you're calling me to do? Now, this podcast episode is assuming that this is an individual. I'm speaking to someone who you know what God is calling you to do specifically, but you're just trying to figure out how to work it out. Okay, so that's what I'm here for, okay? So with that, moving past that, so you already know what you're called to do. So now it's just a matter of just executing. Just do it. Now, these three steps, you want to fill yourself with the truth. Continue to fill yourself with God's word. If people break you down and tell you like, yo, this isn't possible, and you know God spoke this to you, or you may not know because you're not getting his word, so you keep questioning, well, what should I do with my life? You know, you need to be in prayer, seeking his face, surrounding yourself around like-minded individuals, not just people who just cheer you on, who have no substance, like-minded those who understand the scriptures, the word, who will pray for you, who will tell you, this is a good idea, this is a bad idea. Following all of those people, and you guys staying connected in that way. And then you got to get to work. You just have to get to work. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. That's the main thing. You got to get to work, okay? So all this is related to faith, guys. So your purpose is to bring glory and honor to God. And the way that you do that is have faith in him. We have all these different individuals. And it's not going to be comfortable. We have all these different individuals in scripture who were in some uncomfortable situations, very uncomfortable situations. I mean, even just started with Abraham. Abraham, comfortable. He chilling. He just in a cut, just chilling, doing his thing. God calls him, hey, get up. I want you to go somewhere where you've never been and just move your whole family and just move. I'm calling you somewhere else. You could be like, man, this is crazy. You know, that took faith for him to do that. You know, that's why we call him the father of our faith. You know, it took faith for him to move and listen to God and trust him, even with them being older and, you know, having a child, Isaac coming into the scene. That was all by faith, right? You know, we look at, Moses going to speak to Pharaoh. That was all by faith. And all this stuff, faith is not going to be easy. There's nowhere in scripture where it says this thing is going to be easy. You know, even Christ, his life, the life that Jesus Christ lived for us, was not easy. It said the Son of Man did not have anywhere to lay his head. Jesus was roaming. He was doing the work of God, but he didn't have a comfortable place where everything was just perfect. He was out there just leaning and trusting on God by faith, you know, so that's what that was. So now, don't you guys know, I mean, think of it like this. If faith is everything, it's literally everything, don't you think that the enemy knows that? And don't you think that the enemy will try to throw so many things at you, you know, fear, anxiety, the pressures of life, just all these worries and concerns and everything. He'll try to throw all of that at you to distract you from faith, because fear is the opposite of faith. So with that, it's like the enemy is crafty. He knows that faith is everything. So he's going to throw everything at you that's going to try and stop you. I've had conversations with some of you guys telling me, like, man, I've been convicted on what God has been trying to call me to do because I haven't jumped into it. I think it has to do with faith. Even with me, like, I talked a few episodes about saying no. And even right now, I'm still finding myself saying yes to certain things because it's comfortable. You know, it may be easy money at that moment and stuff, but then those hours should be going into the main thing God's called me to do. Now, there's some things that God will call you to do, some little baby steps leading up to the way, but you need discernment on that. Because some of these things is like, he's not necessarily calling you to. Yes, you made money. Yes, you got that job. You're excited. You hug. Oh, I got the job. Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. God's going to take care of us. But he's always going to take care of us. That's just his nature. He has to. Like, he's God. You know, he's going to take care of us. But it could be one of those situations where it's like, yeah, I'm going to bless you. And when you're ready, I actually want you over here. But in the meantime, I'm going to sustain you because I'm your father. But we need discernment on that stuff, guys. So we really want to ask God for discernment on all those things so we can walk by faith and not be afraid and intimidated by what he's calling us to do, okay? So I'm going back to Isaiah. I told you I'll read Isaiah 1 through 7 to kind of put the pieces together. And I hope this really encourages and motivates you. That you just feel so loved by the love of God in reading this, because he is ever present. He's going to walk you through this. Now, before we read this, we know that this was the prophet Isaiah writing to the people of Israel years and years ago, thousands of years ago. But I want you right now to think about that one thing that you feel like you have lack of faith in. Think about that one thing. Okay. I want you to think about that one thing for me. And then I want that to be in the top of your mind as I read this, so it can connect to that, so you can really see how the scriptures relate to your situation. Okay. So here we go. Isaiah 43 verses 1 through 7. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Saba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and I will say to the south, do not hold them back. Yes, sir. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the earth, from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love this. I mean, it's just so much. Pretty much, it's just really just giving insight of how much God loves us. Because specifically for you, I'm talking to you. Because God loves you, he will not let the waters overtake you. He will not let the fire overtake you. He will give the nations for you. Everything he will give for you because he loves you so much. So with that, why can't you step out? Why are you not stepping out into what God is calling you to do? Why are you comfortable with that bogus job that you're at, that you talk about every day? Oh, I dread going Monday. Oh, I don't like this job, whatever. So, like, what is that? Why? I need you to tell me why. Because what you're going to say is, oh, I need to pay the bills and stuff. You don't think God could pay your bills after he just said, I'm going to take care of you fully in this whole verse? Oh, I don't know if it's going to start up and stuff. If God called you to it, you don't think he's going to have you start up? Like what? You have no excuse. You have no excuse. If you have the word, you have no excuse. You have the word. If you're reading the word and you're filling yourself up with this faith, if you just stepped out right now. Now, again, don't be all crazy. I don't want y'all writing me, oh, man, I stepped out like you said. Now I'm out on the street and I'm broke and all this stuff. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. Because at the beginning of it, whatever God is calling you to do. So this has to line up. I'm talking to those who you knew for a while that God has told you to do something. If you have yet to do it and you're sitting there comfortable and God been told you to move, and the only reason you're not moving into it is because, let's not lie, you're afraid and you're lacking the faith. Those are the people I'm talking to. Now, I'm not telling all of you, anyone else on here, I'm excited for you to get started on your stuff, but use wisdom, talk to the Lord, have a plan, and make that happen. If you need a plan, we have episodes where we talk about plans and all of that stuff, so I want you to go through and, you know, watch the episodes and everything. But right now, we're talking about those who you have just been waiting to go out and do it, and you've been holding yourself back. And God's like, yo, when you gonna pull the plug? Because I'm ready to drop this already. I'm ready to drop this on you, okay? So that's who this is for. So I hope that this has blessed you. I know I was intense in this episode. You know, it was nice intense. You know, I didn't go off on anything like that. But I'm really serious about this, guys. I want you to do this thing. And I want you to comment below. Comment and tell me in this video what's something that God's called you to do that you have just been waiting, what's something that you don't have the faith to venture out into. I want you to tell me. I want you to share that with me, okay? very key. And I want us to talk through this because I want you to be full of faith because God will move. Faith is everything. Nothing will move without faith. You can't please the Lord without faith. You can't bring glory to God without faith. Nothing will move. Everything was created through faith. It's just like, it's everything, man. So now in a few weeks, in about a month or so, your boy's birthday is coming up, so it's going to be a great time around that time. But I'm going to make some announcements on some things that are shifting, and I hope that that encourages you as well. But in the next coming episodes, I am back to interviewing people. I really wanted to, before jumping back into that, wanted to really just throw this at you. Because as we move forward, it has to be filled with faith. It has to, okay? So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Heavenly Father, I pray for every single listener, every single viewer of this podcast. Thank you for their faithfulness to listen to this entire episode. I pray that it has blessed them, Lord. But right now, I just pray, God, you will fill them with supernatural faith like never before. May they just be filled and just know that they can just go out and do it because you are with us. As Isaiah tells us in chapter 43, you are with us, Lord. You will not leave us nor forsake us, God. Hallelujah. So God, let us remember that. I pray they walk into their calling right now, today, right now, while this episode is going on, or they just close their computer or turn off their phone and just be like, yo, I'm going to make this phone call, make it happen, whatever it is. Let them venture out and do it, God, and just cover us. We need you, and you are our source, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Please, please consider being a partner with Creative Encounter and Juett Z. Payne Music by clicking the link in the description below. Go ahead to ACT Giving Fuel. ACT International is the organization that we are under. Juett Z. Payne Music is a department under ACT. Through them, we are a nonprofit. Through them, we are doing ministry and work, doing this podcast, doing ministry, supporting people, and honoring the Lord through our worship, through musicality, reaching people in that way. So, guys, partner with us. Become a monthly financial partner. I would absolutely love that so we can reach so many more people with the gospel. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, and I will see you next week.